KIOA, Maxwell and Polly, Tube Fox in here with the old youngsters getting pictures, photos coming in. We got some KIOA good guys.
We're really getting the party rolling now.
Get Elkin in here, too. Get all these guys. We got Steve Matthews, ladies and gentlemen. We got Mike Pace.
This is Jay, baby.
We got Jay. We got Rick Elkin. Come on up to the microphone here.
Close off and getting comfortable. Thank
Steve Matthews, of course, you were Youngsy's boss for so many years there at KIOA.
It was mine.
And he, yes, and yes, right. Yeah, that's right. That's rare that, you know, you would be his boss and then he would be your boss.
Yeah, well, there's a story about that, but anyway, he's another one of my favorite PDs. Oh. I could sway him any way I wanted to. I can't do that with Fox, man.
No.
You've got some great stories about Youngsy. I mean, everybody does. Oh. Can you tell them on the air?
Well, there was that one. Remember when you and Bill Allen and I were standing in the control room and Vogelaar was doing the news? And, I mean, it was our big thing to always try to... wait a minute, I can't tell that. There was one where Jan Baird was at the front office.
You can't tell that one either.
Right, I can't.
And we're not on a delay here, so this is as real as it gets.
There's one with... What? No, can't tell
not
that one.
That one either. How about the one in the back of the park?
I think one of my favorite stories, and it really has less to do with you than it does with... well, what's his name? Come on, Mike, help me out. The guru fitness expert came to...
Richard Simmons, yeah.
Thank you.
Richard Simmons, right.
He came to promote his Sweatin' to the Oldies video on your show one morning, and I had to get there early to let him into the building.
I remember that. Yeah, morning show.
Yeah, and I got out of my Chevy Celebrity with a cigarette in one hand and a Coke in the other.
Yeah.
He gets out of his limousine and looks over and says, put those down. You're going to be fat, fat, fat. So I pulled my coat open, he looked, and he says, I'm wrong, wrong, wrong.
Made you nervous, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just to be around the guy, you got nervous. I had to go in the hospital for 3 days after.
Hey, Steve, we got a bunch of other guys. Why don't you introduce them all as they come up to the mic here and say hi to Youngsy.
Here's another KIOA good guy that worked in our era back in the 80s, and that's Jay Weiss standing right behind me.
Hi, everybody. Hey, thanks for coming.
Another one of our program directors.
That's right.
I've gone through a lot of program directors.
You sure have, Youngsy. You've driven a lot of program directors the heck
crazy,
out of here, right?
Yeah.
That's where I was for a
Jay
short
Burton,
time.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you, Jay.
Don't look any different.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, happy anniversary.
Okay, what do we have so far?
So anyway, it was a fun time. It was about 4 years of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a good time. And we used to do so many things. And first day I started, I remember I came in the door, newbie, 1987, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And I was greeted at the reception desk, I should say, and by very... It was Kim
Flannery.
At the time. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway,
she changed her name.
So I said, hey, this is going to be all right.
Yeah.
So once I did that, then I got to meet Steve, who was on the air, and you guys took me down in the break room at the old 215 Keo and scared the heck out of me. So somehow I made it. So anyway, it's good to see you again.
Hey, thank you, Steve.
So you get to introduce the next guy.
Well, this is someone who most people know, and you can see on the radio, he's very familiar looking. That's Mike Pace.
Hey, Mike!
Hey, Youngsy. And you got your makeup on again, don't you, buddy?
Every day now, every day.
You look good,
every day.
Babe. You look good. Could I use your body tonight? I got a date.
I'm 74 years old. It takes longer. You know, I was nothing but a broken down blue jean salesman when Dick gave me a chance to get back in this crazy business, and... You know, I'm forever indebted, eternally grateful, you know.
Yeah, look
just
at
for that $6 an hour job from midnight to 6.
But it was a start.
He used to sign off his show, I'm going out and find myself a real job.
Haven't found one yet.
Still hasn't found one yet.
That's right. I got a little something for you here that harkens back to 1985 when we were both looking...
slimmer.
A little more lithe and willowy. Thought you might like to hear
what is that? Describe that, Dick. Describe that.
Well, I had a lot of hair then.
And it was all black.
Show him the door, will you, please? This was at the telethon, right? Which one?
That was at the lottery set. You were... we had a guest disc jockey or a radio announcer, radio personality on every week. Help us with the drawing, and that was your week.
Man, you look like Monty Hall here.
I resemble everyone.
Mike, that's thanks good. For coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks
for all. Sign my board.
I will, and thanks for all the help all these years, buddy.
You get to introduce the next fella standing there.
This is Rick Rock and Roll Elkin.
Rick Elkin!
Rick Rock and Roll!
Over here. You gotta lower the microphone for
talk
him.
About hair. Rick.
Talk about hair.
His has changed a little over the years.
I tell you, he's one good looking guy, though.
I'll tell you what. Thanks, Foxy. Yours is as good as mine.
This guy needs a coif.
Yeah, that's right. I need something. You know, interestingly enough, when I was listening today, and the High Hooper jingle, I was dying. I almost drove off the road on that. But we had so much fun. And I remember the day that Max played, because I'm thinking, well, this would be fun, you know? And Max steps on the court, and I went, no, it's really going to be that. He was awful.
Still got two
I
left
good in the uniform, though.
Yeah, you were great. Yeah, and I did a lot of record hops together. And made me a boatload of money, which I'm eternally and forever grateful for.
Don't say
internally.
We
made like $12 doing that.
That's too close to internal revenue.
But the byword when we did these hops was, we'd get in the car, we'd look at each other, and we'd go, are we done yet? Every time. Every time. Who's around the corner?
Who's next here?
Michael's here.
I'm here. Michael. I'm here. No, I'm not officially a KIOA good guy, but I was a good guy for about 15 seconds. Dick, in about 1970, 71, used to let me come up to the production studio and make demo tapes.
Oh,
he was helping
wow.
me. He was helping me out. Peter McLean probably doesn't know that.
Yeah,
but
drive on home, Pete.
I was in the production studio making demo tapes and somehow put myself on the air. Because it was a backup studio for the air studio. I put myself on the air, and Dick came running in there with the funniest look on his face. I just ran over the board and flipped the right switch back. But I was a good guy for about 15 seconds.
That's great.
Happy anniversary. Appreciate
you.
All your help.
Thank you, Mike. Me too.
Lee Githens, come over here, Lee Githens.
Oh, folks, you remember all these great names.
Lee,
I love it.
Lee Baby.
I would like to thank the lack of security for letting me in here.
Lee was one of the smart guys. He got out of the business and went to work in the post office, right?
That's right. You see my picture.
Yeah, he's on today. Yeah, he's on the bulletin board.
I know it. You know, I loved it back when you haven't told us yet about your days when you worked with Ronald Reagan, you know, back in the radio, back in those days. Ronald Reagan.
Oh, you hurt me.
Say, I love it, I love it. Come on, let me.
Wrong guy.
Sorry. Hey, did he have an invite?
Wrap this up, we scraped up all the money we could.
Okay.
And put this together for you.
Oh, man.
Open it up.
I just want you to know that...
It's the Bethel mission again tonight.
No, it's basically a little something for the favorite place you have to eat.
Wow. Oh,
and
nice.
Between all of us, I think
we can
up
in them.
$2. So that's a $2.
Noah's Ark. Very good. Yeah. Well, lots of memories.
One for you and one for Jan.
Wow.
That's nice.
$4,000.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
In honor of your 40th anniversary, $4,000.
A buck doesn't go far over. Thank you. That's very nice. I'll take you all to dinner tonight if you just do an iced tea. That's all I